This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The date, November 11th, 2011, was already pretty easy to remember. 11, 11, 11. But yesterday, one more reason to commit that date to memory was announced. Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art will open the doors for the first time to the public that day. The date was first announced yesterday at the monthly meeting of the Arkansas State Parks, Recreation, and Travel Commission in Bentonville. Virginia Gurman, the Director of Marketing Services at Crystal Bridges, says the official opening date could be set after a few construction goals were met.
We've been very satisfied with the progress on the construction, and there were a couple of milestones that were achieved in the last few months, including the North Bridge, the suspension bridge design and engineering was complete on that, at least partially complete, enough for us to be confident in designing and engineering and constructing the two other bridges that will be on site.
That means there are just over 350 days left between now and the public opening of the highly anticipated museum. Over the past few years, the collection has been growing. Just this summer, works by Roy Lichtenstein and Andy Warhol were added. To prepare for that 11-11-11 opening, much is left to do.
All of the planning that you might imagine, the planning for the opening events, the plan for operating, all of that will be what we'll be focused on for the next year, internally, administratively.
The announced opening date means there will be some changes even before next November. The Crystal Bridges at the Massey, the home for temporary exhibits in downtown Bentonville, will end that run of temporary exhibits with the current David Hockney exhibition.
We will convert that after this is that closes on January 9th. We will convert that into a preview center so visitors can come and look at the model and really get a clear update and maps and directions about how to go to the observation deck and really check it out for themselves.
While the opening date is set, that's about the only detail we know about the opening. Virginia Gurman says there will be, of course, a big celebration for the opening, and those details are being worked out, but nothing specific has been announced to the public. In fact, the official press release yesterday announcing the opening date was just two paragraphs. Ironing out the remaining details before the opening, Gurman says, will take the entire staff at Crystal Bridges.
It will take the team, yes. We have a librarian now. She is working on that part of the collection, and culinary services director. I mean, we really are ramping up our staff in order to plan and to be prepared.
And finally, not that it ever didn't seem possible or didn't seem tangible, especially when you're working in the midst of it, every day of the year, but does a date, does that give it one little bit more, cement that it's...
It's a shot of reality. Oh, my gosh.
I was going to say adrenaline, but...
Yes, adrenaline too, yes.
That's Virginia Gurman, the Director of Marketing Services at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. Yesterday, the museum announced it would open to the public on November 11th, 2011, 11-11-11. She talked to us yesterday in her office, just a few hours after the announcement had been made public. This is Ozarks at Large.